Here, picking up our daily halacha and the halachas of the 3 weeks, today we're going to discuss the idea of getting a haircut during the 3 weeks. So the Mishnah in Tainis Daf Chaf Vav and Beis already tells us that Shabbos Shechal Tisha Bav Lios B'socha Asum Milasaper L'Chabes, that it's Aser from the, what's called the Shabbos Shechal Tisha Bav, that's what's called Shavua Shechal Bo. So if Tisha Bav is on a Wednesday or a Thursday, like it is this year, I think it's on a Thursday, so then the whole week from Shabbos, from that Smote Shabbos, through that whole week, it'd be Aser to get a haircut or to launder clothing. However, the Braisa quoted in that Gemara quotes further more shittas about this, and some say it already starts from Rosh Chodesh, which would be the whole 9 days. And then there's opinion of Rashbag, who is quoted, that's the Shita of the Mishnah that says it's only Oser Shabbos Vilva, only Shavua Shechal Bo. That's the opinion of Rashbag and the Braisa. And Rava says, we follow Rashbag, which is the Shita in the Mishnah as well, that only Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is there an Isser to get a haircut. And Rov Rishonim paskin this way as well, that Min Adin, it's only an Oser to get a haircut from Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. This is how the Rush paskins, this is how the Ritzkeis paskins, this is how the Rambam paskins, the Rav Yah, and many Rishonim who go with this Shita. It seems to be straight up from the Gemara that only Shavua Shechal Bo would be usher to get a haircut. However, there are Rishonim who already start saying from the din of Rosh Chodesh, there are some Rishonim who say that we have that they have the minhag. Everyone agrees, Medina the Gemara lechora. It should be clear that the Gemara was passing like Rashbag. However, they already quoted an earlier minhag like that. And then the more famous minhag that we're aware of is the minhag to not have a haircut already from Shivas or Batamas during the entire period of the 3 weeks. It's quoted in the Piske Riaz, who's a late Rishon or the Achron. He says that we're knowing not to eat meat and not to get a haircut. It's interesting, he already quotes not eating meat as well from the time of the 3 weeks, which we're going to see, we don't really have that practice, but he does quote the idea of not getting a haircut, and he says we do not change that minhag. And the Sefer Maharil, which is a classic commentary for the Ashkenazim, he also writes that the minhag is from Shivas or Batamas until after Tisha B'Av not to get a haircut. And so to Sefer HaMinhagim, which is also a borderline Rishon Achron, he says that as well, that the minhag in Ashkenaz was not to get a haircut. And following that, the Rama writes that our minhag is from the din already for Shavas or Betamas, we are machmir not to get a haircut. However, he writes the idea of getting laundering, that we make it till the 9 days. We don't follow laundering. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks, what's the difference? At the end of the day, some of the Minhagim quoted both from Shavas or Betamas, so why don't we follow both? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains that you don't get a haircut that often, so you just only 9 days, it's not nicker. No one could tell that you didn't get a haircut for 9 days. It's just people go plenty. I go 10 days, you go 2 weeks without getting a haircut. So we dafka push it up 3 weeks to show that's already nicker, that you're being avel and you're going to look bad during the 9 days. You're going to look like an avelos, like as you should, because that's nicker. That's why we don't make it, as opposed to laundering, which we do a lot more often. So then by just the 9 days, that would be enough to show the avelos. That's an interesting shot. The B'ar of Gra writes that it's zero shein rova tzibur yochadam la'amud. Well, for 3 weeks to tell people not to launder any of their clothing would be extremely difficult and extremely unpractical. So therefore, we don't have that minhag. But that is the minhag amongst the Ashkenazim. Rav Soloveitchik has a famous shot, which is going to have a lot of different nafkaminas. I guess now is the time to mention it. He held that this minhag is based on avelus in reverse. That this is avelus yeshana. We know it's coming, so it's the exact opposite of avelus. Usually, when avelus, you have the aninus, you have the shiva, then you have the shloshim, and then you have the irbeis chodesh. In a way to kind of like wean the person off of the avelus, we kind of slow it down and then show it less and less and less until finally he's no longer an avel. As opposed to here, this is the exact opposite. We're going to increase our avelus, increase our grace, increase, increase until we get to the day of Tisha B'Av, because it's the day we know is coming, the day we're supposed to be commemorating the idea of Tisha B'Av. So how does that play out? Is that according to Soloveitchik, the idea of the 3 weeks is paralleled after Yud Beis Chodesh, that all the dinim of an avel during the Yud Beis Chodesh, that would be the same as the 3 weeks. So therefore, that comes out a big kula over here when it comes to getting a haircut, is that there's a kula that if your chaverim are gorim, but the chaverim say like you're terrible, your hair is so long, at that point, you would be allowed to get a haircut during Yud Beis Chodesh. So that would play out for that as well. So then the shaila is exactly when that point for a haircut, I think that would be less noticeable. So a haircut might not be, but for shaving, we'll get to that more later. There might be a major kula in Rav Soloveitchik's spot, a beautiful shot as it is. And then again, the 9 days would be paralleled after Shloshim, and then the day of Tisha B'Av would be really Shiva, and then even parts of it as Aninos is not allowed to, really more Shiva, that you're not allowed to learn Torah. So we'll get to those part when it comes to 9 days, but a very beautiful pshat, which the Nafkamin is about a little bit more Mekel with regards to shaving. We'll get to shaving more in the future daily halachas, but just to mention our Soloveitchik's pshat, because that explains nicely where this minhag of Ashkenazim come, that'd be paralleled after the Avelus. However, the Sfardim, as we know, the Shulchan Aruch holds that only Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is Aser, and that is many many Sfaradim hold like that. Yichavidas, Rav Avadia holds that we should follow Maran, you follow Shulchan Aruch when it comes to this, and many, or let's see how many of the Sfaradi poskim. However, even in the Sfaradi world, there are those who are machmir ready from Rosh Chodesh, the Sefer Beis Yehuda, I'm not exactly sure who that is, that's quoted as saying that it's from Rosh Chodesh, and there are those even quote like the minhag of the Ashkenazim to be machmir from Shivasar B'Tamas. It's written in the Beishar Kavanos, the Arizal would not eat meat and drink wine. That's something I guess I don't think so many people practice during the 3 weeks, but he also would not get a haircut. And the Kaf HaChaim quotes his minhag of the Arizal, and the Sefer Yaskel Avdi says that it's royal ibnis, even Sfarad, even for the Sfaradim, to be machmir from the Shivasar B'Tamas and onward, like the Ashkenazim do. That is something that is quoted in the Sfaradim, I think, but the Rov of Sfaradim follow the Das of the Rav Avadia and Maran and the Shulchan Aruch, and that is to wait that up until Shavuot Shechabah, they're totally allowed to get a haircut. The Minag Teiman, should be noted, also is like this as well, that they only follow Shavuot Shechabah, and they're not more machmir than that. Okay, we'll pick up Amir Tzoshem with more lachas of haircuts tomorrow.